Yo, I'm back in America, where I belong. It might be crazy here, but I'm a goddamn American. And John McCain saved my health insurance, so thank you. Well, he saved my health insurance if I'm still poor enough to be on Medicaid in 2 years. But if I'm rich, he just made my taxes higher and I hate him. I'm recording, it's 1:49 p.m. I have been awake. I had to take a show business phone call when I first woke up, and then I had to go get my cat's food. So, sorry, I didn't do it. It's still, I did sleep in. I didn't miss a call, but it was like someone's like, "Hey, can you talk? Show business," and I was like asleep, and then woke up an hour after they did this. And I got up at like 11:30. If you were curious. If you're keeping track, it's typical my time, 11:30. I guess we'll do the news, and then I move on with my day, because I got some shit to do. Mainly, run and go see Dunkirk and IMAX. That's my busy day. I should do something else, I don't know, we'll see. I don't have any shows tonight. Everything was working up to this Canadian TV taping, and now it's over. What do? I wait for myself to be on Canadian television. Oh, here's the news. Senate health care repeal bill fails. Yay! CIA hacking tools for Mac OS and Linux exposed by WikiLeaks. So CIA can hack my computer. I have a Mac. And I'm not even up to, but was it, is anybody under the impression that your computer is safe from the CIA? I mean, you would hope that they need a warrant or some shit, but yeah, they can get in. I don't know what to do about that. Don't keep anything sensitive on you. Where you, that has all your information. I don't know where you're supposed to keep sensitive information, because you can get hacked. You just kind of have to. I see, I live a life that you can't steal my identity because it's worthless. If I gave you my social security, I probably said this the other day. I feel like I said this recently. So that's my defense, is just have terrible. Have an identity that doesn't serve anybody. So if they hack you, they're like, "Oh, I got his banking records." But like, so what? He has $175. I think he's going to notice if something's missing, and then what are we going to do? You know, we're facing felonies for $175. Nobody's going to do that. Man seen on camera lighting LGBT center on fire. What the? How bad in Phoenix this was, and it was a security camera. He went inside and just lit the place up. I don't understand why. Unless it was for insurance money, then I understand why. And it wasn't connected to anything, and people could. You're like, okay, nobody else is going to get hurt here. I need some insurance money. I get it. I understand insurance fraud. I don't understand homophobic arson. Do they find? See the man pouring some. Steps outside the room and goes up in flames. Police believe the suspect used to be a client at the youth center, but aged out of eligibility when he turned 25. No one was injured, but a lot of equipment and products were burned in the fire. Well, that's even. So it's. They don't think it's homophobia, it's anger about aging out of the system. Well, that's no way to react. That's like something my mom would do. Be like, "I'm gonna burn this place up." You can't do that. Like, I was just being, you know, what do you call that? Hyperbolic. This guy wasn't being hyperbolic, though. He probably like, I'm going to burn that place to the ground. I'm like, oh, stop it. You're being silly. And then, oh, you'll see. Well, at least nobody was hurt. Prosecutor, Martin Scarelli repeatedly lied to investors. Oh, that guy. I still don't like that guy, even though, like, Trump sucked all the air out of the room with the of being an asshole. Like, he's just, like, the asshole. This guy still, fuck this guy. I think he's going to go to jail. That's good. He thought he was so much smarter than everybody. I'll tell you who's smarter, the guy that's not in jail. I mean, not the if anybody that gets arrested for, you know, if you're like stealing all this money or basically gaming the system, you know, like, I'm the smartest guy, I got all this dough, and then you end up in jail. Like, well. Although maybe he goes to one of those really nice jails and has a good time, like the end of fucking Wolf on Wall Street. We're like, oh, this guy finally got his comeuppance, and they're like, nope, not even. California law enforcement officials say they've made arrests in what they believe to be one of the largest human trafficking cases in the western U.S. Whew, good. These, human trafficking, you gotta stop it. Human trafficking, don't do it. That's what I say. Just say no to human trafficking. These are these are just things I'm thinking of to kind of get the word out there. You know, some of these traffickers might see or young kids thinking about getting into the game, and then they're like, oh, maybe one day I'll be human trafficker. I know a human trafficker, he makes a lot of money. You're like, no, don't do it. And it's like that is the problem with the, you know, it's like, I used to like to go to these massage parlors, and I would go to prostitute when I was a single guy, which is, I haven't been one in a while, but, and I would like to go to, when I would go to a prostitute, I'd like to, well, first of all, you go to Nevada, where they're not human trafficked there. If you go into a legal place, that's like, they're definitely there and have a business arrangement and are checked out, and that's how it should be everywhere. But I would go to older women that definitely weren't, it's like they've been doing this for a while, and I don't know, I didn't have a conversation with them, but they definitely were like independent, like older women that I don't know how they got it to where they are, but they at least at the moment weren't sex slaves of some sort, I don't believe. But I don't, you know, I probably wouldn't go back to any of that, because it's hard to ignore this human trafficking business unless they make it legal. And, you know, Jacqueline fucking decides to break up, but she won't. She's crazy about me. She's the best. All right. Two teens arrested in escalating crime spree. Armed robberies and kidnapping targeting white USC students. Ooh. The third suspect wanted to target white students has been arrested. University of South Carolina. I see USC. I think of University of Southern California, but this is in Columbia, South Carolina. I think that's maybe why they're leaning on the white, but I guess maybe that's what they said. We're looking for white people. But they, I guess they're looking for one more teenager who is, were they really kidnapping? They're holding people hostage? These kids, I mean, because it's, they're seeing like, let's see, timeline of incidents include delivery driver from China wing basket robbed at gunpoint. Okay, delivery driver. Well, these aren't students. They're robbing delivery drivers. Okay, there was a victim abducted, carjacked, and kidnapped. I don't know. This is confusing. Because then they're saying one of the victims who was African American. So it wasn't all. I don't know. This is like a weird. I don't know why you're saying, oh, looking, they're going after white people. And then, no, they're. I don't know. It sounded like an odd article. But they'll catch it. They'll catch the third guy, I'm sure. Wells Fargo refunding $80 million to car owners for car loan insurance scandal. Wells Fargo is they seem to be a bunch of dirty crooks. All right, I think that's good. August 5th, DC Improv, get tickets. Don't fuck around. We want you there. Me and Jacqueline Novak headline, co-headline, The Lounge, two shows, Saturday, August 5th. Get tickets right now, please. And let me know if you're going to be there. I'll say hi. I'll bring Jacqueline's book. She'll sign it. I'll sign it. It'll be a whole thing. I would sign my book, but nobody bought it. Well, they didn't publish it. I had an idea for a book. It was pretty good, but what are you gonna do? It's a crazy industry. It's difficult to get a book published. That's bring Ridiculous too. Jacqueline will sign Ridiculous if you want. Bring both. Go buy both books right now if you haven't read. How Do We Been Public? Jacqueline by Jacqueline Novak. All right. See you tomorrow. We love you.